Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We are on the top of Pei Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Etzem, how much wood do you have to carry out? Etzem is not wood, Etzem is bone. Etzem is bone, Kedelatzas Tarvad, to make a spoon. Rehuda Omer, Kedelatzas Mimenu Chaf, to make a lock. It's really the bar that they used to use to, you know, to bolt something shut, that bar. Zechuchis, glass, kedeligra bar rosh hakarkar, the amount of glass that you would use to scrape off the head of some kind of tool that was used by weavers. Yeah. Tzoror, a rock, a pebble, or a stone, kedelizrok ba'ov, to throw at a bird. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, kedelizrok b'behemah, to throw at an animal. Says Rashi, the last Rashi of the Mishnah, the lo tarach inish lemishkal tzrar mishum of lahavricho. Nobody will bother to take a stone to throw at a bird. The bekala ba'alma the rumile va'azale. Because yelling at a bird is enough. If you yell at a bird, it's enough. But for behema, you have to actually throw it. Lememra, do you mean to say the shiura de Yehuda nafish, that the shear of Yehuda is bigger, right? Why? Because the Mishnah said that what's the shear of a bone to make a spoon, and Rabbi Yehuda said no, it's to make a lock, which is bigger. So hakayim below the shear of the rabbanon nafish, we know that the shear of the rabbanon are always bigger. Amar Ula said chafi posachas. No, we're talking about the lock itself. We're talking about the nails that go. That basically, it's nails that screw in the bolt system, right? How does a bolt work? There's a piece of metal with a hole, and another piece of metal with a cylinder that goes into the hole and locks the lock. We're not talking about either of that. We're talking about these nails that go in to keep the bolt in place. Those nails are smaller than a spoon. Tanur Rabbanan, chafi posachas tahorin. Those nails, before they're put into the lock, are tahar. Why are they tahar? Because they don't serve any function. They don't serve any function. Kovam beposachas tamein. Once you put them in the hole, once you bolt them in, now they can become tamei. Vishal gal, but for a door, afal pi shechibron bedeles, vikavan bemasmarim tahorin. But when it comes to a door, if you bolt them into the door, then they remain tahar. Why? Because since they're become attached to the ground, anything attached to the ground has the status of being that it can't become tummy. Alright, next. Zechuchis kide ligrabar. Tana, zechuchis, why it's with a samach, I don't know. Kide liftsawa bo shne nimin ka'achas. It's the size of a glass that you could cut two threads at the same time. That's the shear. Next, tzoror, o even kedei lizrog ba'ov. Rabbi Elazar said no, only kedei to throw at an animal. Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan, v'hu shemeragesh asba. The stone has to be big enough to make an impact on the animal. V'kama shiuro, how much is that? Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer mishkol asar zuz. It has to weigh 10 zuz. Okay, next. Zunin, 1 second. Oh, come on. Zunin all the Bay Midrasha. Zunin went to the base of Medrash. Amalahu, he said, Rabosai, Avanim shall base Hakise Urim Bekama. What's the shear with stones in a base Hakise? Right, they used to use stones in a Beit HaKisei to wipe themselves. What's the shear? Amrulo, there are three sizes. Kezayis, Ke'egos, which is a nut, and Kebeitza, and a Beitza. Amrulahu, V'chitratani Yachnas. What, you're going to go every time you go to the bathroom, you're going to bring a scale in there with you to measure it? Right? The truth is that you could ask this question on the entire category of Hotzah. Right? You always have to have something with you to measure what the shear is. Second, only over here we ask this question. Only over here, all of a sudden, what do we have to carry? What kind of thing is this? So, the Achronim say, because going to the bathroom is something that you do every Shabbos, it's unavoidable, and you got, the shear has to be more defined. What's the shear for rubber or paper? That doesn't, ink, that doesn't have to come up. This has to come up. So what's the shear? Right? I need to know the shear. I need to tell me the shear. I need to carry the racks. What's the story with the shear? Exactly. So Nimnu v'gamru, they thought about it, and they said, Mole hayad, the amount of stones you can fit in your hand. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kezayis ke'ego zukebeitza, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishamaviv mole yad, the amount you can fit in your hand. Now we're going to spend the whole Amid down going to the bathroom. Tanar Abanan, Gimel Avanim, there are three stones, Mikurzalos, that are, what's Mikurzalos? That are sharp, Mutuli Kanis Lebesakise. Those you're allowed to take into the Beis HaKisei because they help you go to the bathroom. You can wipe yourself. For Kamashir, what's the shear? So Rav Meir Omer ke egos. Rav Meir said the size of an egos. Rav Yehuda Omer ke beitza, the size of a beitza. Omer Rafram Bar Papa Omer Rav Chista ke machlokes kan, kach machlokes be esrog. Just like we have machlokes over here, we have machlokes by esrog. What's by esrog? What's the size? How small can an esrog be? What's the shear of an esrog? So it's machlokes. Some say egos, and some say kibetza. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hasa masnisa hacha braisa. The shear of esrog is in a Mishnah. Everybody knew every Mishnah. Not everybody knew every braisa. So to say, what's the shear of a stone? Whatever the shear is by esrog. That makes no sense. Because not everyone knew that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela machlokes be esrog, kach machlokes kan. Just like they argue by esrog. What's the shear by esrog? They argue here also. Says Rashi, kach machlokes kan, a little further down. He says, vilsimona ba'alma omra. This is just a simon. You want to know, you want to remember what's the shear for esrog? What's the shear for the stones? Whatever they argue about by esrog. It's just a simon. Delo tishkach legirsa debraisa. You shouldn't forget the teaching of this braisa. V'im tishkachena, and if you do forget it, hizacher mimishnasecha the esrog. You can remind yourself by reminding yourself of the teaching of the esrog. Okay? You hear that? Asks the Aruch Laner, where else in Shas do you find such a thing? We're going to compare machlokas over here to a machlokas in left field. So if you ever forget this one, you can remind yourself with that one. It's very, very unusual. Why all of a sudden, out of the blue over here, do we have to resort to this? All of a sudden, kind of resorting to this. That's the first question he asks. Also, here, the machlokes is how, if the stones are too big, right? They can't be too large. By esrog, it's the exact opposite machlokes. They can't be too small. You can't have an esrog the size of an olive, the size of a little peanut, the size of a mustard seed. You can't have an esrog that small. What's the shear? It's a machlokas. Either an ego, a beta. And but over here, the machlokas is the exact reverse. What's the machlokas? How that they can't be too big. Therefore, says the Aruch Laner, if you ask me, not for Rashi, I would say that no. The same machlokas, that's why this is mentioned over here. The machlokas is that these rocks can't be too small. Aye, they're so big. Yeah, exactly. Because if they're bigger, they could actually work better. I would say the machlokas is that they should, just like esrog. That's exactly why we're comparing it to esrog. Don't make the mistake and think that the question is that they're too large. Just the opposite. That they're too small. Just the opposite. We want to make sure that they're big enough. Just like by esrog. The bigger the esrog, the better. So too over here, the bigger the better. It's exactly the opposite of what you think. That's what the Aruch Laner says. Big chiddush. Okay. Next. Amr of Yehuda, avolo es ha-pious. Not the pious. Right? You can't, so we're talking about carrying things to go to the bathroom, but my pious, what does that mean? Amr Reb Zera, karshine babliyasa. Karshine babliyasa is like clumps of earth. You can't wipe yourself with clumps of earth because they don't have any consistency. So you would think maybe, no, the answer is no, you can't do that. Amr Rava, also, lemashmesh b'tzror b'shabbes kederech shemimashmesh b'chol. If you have to go to the bathroom and you can't go, you have, I don't know what your issue is. So they used to engage in certain kind of opening up the area, and that would facilitate going to the bathroom. The problem is that there's a chashash that you're going to pull out hairs over there. So the Gemara Rava says you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos the way you do it during the weekday. Why? So Tosfos says because it's a psik reisha. It's inevitable that hairs are going to come out. Therefore, you can't do it. Maskevar Zutra listakein. What? So you want the guy to get sick? So the Gemara says no. Klachiyad. Do it some backhanded way where it's not going to pull out the hairs. Amar of Yanai. Im yesh makam kavua lebeis hakisei malayad. If you have a makam kavua where you go to the bathroom, the shear is a malayad. How many rocks you can put in your hand? V'im lav, and if you don't have a makam kavua, kehechreya. Then it's hechreya. What's hechreya? Hechreya means the middle shita. We had three shitas. We had an egos, a beta egos, and a, what was the third one? Kazayas? The middle shita, the middle level, the middle one. Meducha kitana shel besamim. A meducha kitana of besamim. What's a meducha kitana of besamim? A meducha really is a mortar, right? It's a small container where they put besamim in it. And you're using that to go to the bathroom. Okay? So look at Rashi. There's a very key Rashi. There are actually three sizes of lines in this page. It's the first very wide line all the way at the end. Meducha ketana. What does meducha ketana mean? A small flask. Malacha li'asar. Oh, I'm sorry. Malachto li'isar. A meducha ketana is a kli shemalachto li'isar. Asar l'talto. So you're not allowed to move it. It's asar l'talto. So what does Rashi mean by that? Because we know that a kli shemalachto li'isar, you're allowed to move if it's l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach m'komo. Why can't I use this to wipe myself? I'm allowed to use it for l'tzarach m'komo, gufo. I'm allowed to. So, believe it or not, the Achronim point out, you see from here again, another raya, that you would never use a cell phone to wipe yourself. You're never going to do that. Therefore, just because it's a klisha malachto l'isser, doesn't mean it's mutter for any purpose under the sun. Since he's never going to use this thing for other purposes, it's not mutter. No, it's what's not. Anyway, exactly. You're not going to use a cell phone for a paper. You're just not going to do that. Amar Sheshes. So Sheshes said, "Im yesh aleha aid mutter." If it's already been used as something to wipe yourself, how do you know? Because there's aid, there's a witness on it, there's residue on it, and it's already been used. Then already it's not even a meducha anymore. It's now been resorted to be used for the bathroom, right? So then it's okay. Meitzvei, wait a minute. Asar dvar mevinas adnul de tachtonios. There are 10 things that bring a person to have some kind of bodily problems. Eluhain, here they are. Ha'ochel olekonim, if you eat leaves of reeds. Ole gefanim, or the leaves of gefen, lulave gefanim, different kind of shoots, morige behema, some kind, I think it's the tongue of a behema, below melach, without salt, the shidrash al dog, the spine of a dog, vidag maliach, salted fish, shlobishal kaltarko, that hasn't been fully cooked, vashosa shimri yayin, or you drink the sediments of wine, that we don't need to know all that. Bahamakaneach, besid ubacharsis, if you wipe yourself with sid or charsis, bitzwar, Shakirech bochavero, with or any rock, any flint that's already been used. So here, this meducha has residue on. How could you use it now? How could you use it? Not allowed to do that. So one more thing. V'yeshom afatola atzma beis hakisei. You can't hang yourself in the beis hakisei. It means to spend a long time in there. All these things are no good. So how could you tell me that you're allowed to use the meducha if it has residue on it? You can't use that. So a few answers. Lokasha. Ha balach. When is it no good? When it's liquidy. Ha biyavesh. But if it's dried, it's okay. V'boitzema kamitad echad kamibes tzadden. That is it, two-sided or one-sided. In other words, you're using the side that's clean. That's okay. Or, third answer, v'boitzema hadideh hadachavri. If it's your own, you've used it already yourself, then it's okay. If someone else's, that you shouldn't do. Okay? Excellent, lovely three answers. Amalei Abayla of Yosef. Yardu aleha geshamim. So what if it rained on it? Vinishtashtatu mahu. And now, what's nishtashtatu? It what?
Smeared.
It's smeared. So can you use it now? So amalei im hayirisham nikar mutter. If it still shows that it's still been used as something for the bathroom, then it's mutter because it's not going to be used for spices anymore. Okay. Boy minei rava barav shila mei rav chista. Mahu lahalosam achor v'lgad. What about taking them up to the roof? So Rashi says, im ola sham lifnos, if you take them up there to go to the bathroom, michai shin and l'tircha yiserta olo. Is there an issue of tircha yisera or not? So amalei, the answer is like this. Godol kavar habrios, shedocha es lo sa'asei shabbatora. We know that kavar habrios is so great that it pushes off a lo sa'asei in the Torah. What does that mean? What lo sa'asei are we talking about? Some muksa. Normally, you're not allowed to use back. Now I'll touch them, they're muksa. But to go to the bathroom, that's okay. Correct. So what's the lo sa'asei here? We want to know if you can carry... What? That's not a lo sa'asei. It's a muksa. It's a durabana. So because of COVID abrios, we matter the durabanan. That's fine. But what's the word talking about? So Rashi makes it even harder. Rashi's diksivit says, v'hisalamta mehem. Right? That if the pasuk says like this, you're walking by and you see some lost article, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Pick it up and return it to the guy who lost it. Don't ignore it. But sometimes you're allowed to ignore it. When are you allowed to ignore it? If the Gadol Hadar is going to go down on his hands and knees and under the car to get the ball, he doesn't have to do that. Why? Because Kavod HaBrios beat the mitzvah of returning Shabbos Aveda. Right? Or if a Kohen has to go into the cemetery to get your bull. You don't have to go to the cemetery and be over in a Aveira to get your bull. Why? Kavod HaBrios is Doch HaLo Sase. That makes sense. So it says Rashi, B'salam to Mehem, Prat L'Zakein, and L'Fikvodo. It's a Zakein, and it's beneath his dignity to go search for your bull. Doesn't have to do that. V'Hachanami, listen to this. Tiltal Durabanan, carrying Muksa is a Dindurabanan, Alav Dilo Sasur, it's under the rubric of Lo Sasur, which means the rabbis, the Torah says, whatever the rabbis say, you have to listen to them. So every Durabanan is really a Daraisa. Right? It's Lo Sasur. Don't deviate from whatever the rabbis say. So the rabbi said, it's Muksa. Asmachuhu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hung their hat on this Pasuk. So therefore, if you violate any Rabbanan, you're really violating a Doraisa. Ubumakom Kavod HaBrios Nidche. And when there's a Kavod HaBrios issue, it's all pushed aside. It's all okay. Okay? So there are a few problems with this Rashi. First of all, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that Kavod HaBrios is never doche kum vase. We learned not that long ago in Brachos that if a guy is wearing shatnez in the street, you pull it off in the middle of the street. Why? Because he's wearing shatnez b'kum vase, and we said that there's no kavod when it comes to the kavod of Hashem. What kind of thing? We're going to let him wear shatnez in the middle of the street? Otherwise he's going to walk around in his underwear? The answer is too bad. What can I tell you? You can't violate b'kum vase, violate vase. So what's Rashi talking about? I'm going to go take stones and violate a lo sase? Can't do that. Right? That's first of all. Okay. If you want to say that the Chachamim made up a din of called Muksa. The Chacham made a din called Muksa. Right? Such a thing as Muksa in the world. That's fine. When it comes to Kavod HaBrios, they didn't institute Muksa. A guy can't go to the bathroom. So Muksa doesn't apply to going to the bathroom. That's fine too. That has nothing to do with the Hasalamta. That's nothing to do with this Halamta. Halamta means it's an Isser. So when the ball is under your car, you don't have to ask the God of the Dark to go get on his hands and knees and go get your ball. That's fine. But here, it's not for Halamta. Either it's wrong. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. Either it's not true. Why is it not true? Because there's never a situation where you can violate an asay, a los asay, become va'asay. For example, going to wearing shatnas in the street. We will take off the shatnas in the middle of the street. And number two, if you want to say that they're just relaxed, they never institute a muksa when it comes to going to the bathroom, that has nothing to do with hisalamta. Those are the two kashas. Mati, what are we saying? What do you mean? What do you mean?
You have it well one place, you have to be able to plug it into every single other place.
Right.
And here you're picking and choosing.
That's true.
Because it's covered very...
Who said it has to be every single place? Not only that, I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else. The Maritz Chayes points out that the only time...
The rules are never consistent.
The only... Yeah, the rules are never consistent. Now, the only...
He's trying to bring up
The only time that covered abrios is docha isurim is when the isur has to do with money. In other words, I can't ask a gadol hadar to go get my ball, which has only cost $1. I can't ask him to do that. But to violate an avira, we never find that. We never find that covered abrios wins that. Only by mamonis. Okay, so go get a new ball. It's beneath. It's covered abrios, and he shouldn't have to go get your ball. It's going to get lost. Too bad. When it comes to money, big deal. Not comes to averas. So you see, we don't even make that. It's not even consistent. So Rebbe Akiva answers that, of course, Vishalamta, when Rashi quotes Vishalamta here, he just meant it as an example. He didn't mean that the basis for this din is Vishalamta. That doesn't make any sense. The basis is that when the Chachamim made a gzera of muksa, they didn't incorporate going to the bathroom. That's outside the gzera of muksa because such a thing is covered abrios. So Rashi is just giving you another example where we apply covered abrios. Not that this is the actual makar for this din. The makar for this din is there's no muksa when it comes to covered abrios. What's Vishalanta doing here? It's just to give you another example where this comes up. Make sense? Okay. Okay. Next. Yosef Maremar, the Ka'amar Le'la Hashmaite, Maremar was sitting over and saying this. Hv Ravina Limaremar. Ravina asked a question to Ramar. Rabbi Leza Omer no tol Adam ki same shalafanov lachatzos boshinov. You're allowed to bend down and you see a stick on the floor. You can start using it as a toothpick. V'chacham Omer lo yitol emin avos shel behema. You cannot use a toothpick unless it's from the animal trough, meaning it's already been prepared. So what do you see? That it's covered abrios to walk into shul with food between the teeth. It's a big turnoff. And yet, the Chacham did not let you use a toothpick unless it was prepared. So what do you see? It's a covered abrios, it's still for muksa. So it's a kasha. So hachi hashta? What kind of comparison is that? Hasam, over there, over where? By the toothpick, adam kovea makom musa'uda. A person knows where he's eating. A person knows. We eat in the dining room. So prepare before Shabbos. Hacha, but over here, Adam Kaveh HaMakom HaBet HaKiseh, guys gotta go to the bathroom. So not always can the bathroom be where you designated it. So therefore, we have to be much more makel and tell you you can bring the rocks there to wipe yourself. Comes to going to the meal, everybody knows where you eat. Therefore, it's not the same thing. Amar Rav Huna, Asa Lefanos B'Sadeh Nir B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a plowed field on Shabbos. My time, but why not? Ilei Mamishom D'Davsha. Is it because you're going to ruin the guy's field? So then I feel a little bit chol namit. You couldn't even do it during the weekdays. You can't ruin a guy's field. Ela mishum asavim. Is it because of grass? What does it mean because of grass? You're going to bend down and pick up a rock to wipe yourself. And you're going to accidentally remove grass. Is that the problem? The Amar Rish Lakish. Tzirar. If you have a rock. Sha'olu bo asavim. That there's grass on the rock. Mutter lekaneach bo. You're allowed to wipe yourself with that rock. Why? Because you're not miskaving to pick up the grass, and it's not a psik ratio. It doesn't have to happen. Right? So that's okay, it's mutter. But by the way, if you do pick up, you're going to be chayv achatas. If it does happen, you're going to be chayv achatas. We're going to spend a lot of time on this in a minute. So that can't be the reason you can't go to your friend's field. So why can't you go to your friend's field? Ella, the answer is, dilma naket mi'iloi. Maybe you're going to take off from the top, the shadat letatoi, umachay mishum de rabba, and yechay because of rabba. Da'amar rabba, haisel oguma, if there was a hole, the timima, and you stuff up the hole. So bibayit chayiv mishum bona. You chayiv because of bona. And basad the chayiv mishum choresh. You chayiv because of choresh. So in other words, what's the reason you can't do it on Shabbos? Not a whole, a whole new thing now. You're going to basically be plowing his field. Why? Because you're going to need a rock. So you're going to take the rock, and what you're doing is, by taking the rock over there, you made the field better. You made the field smoother. By removing the rock, you made it better. That's a problem of Koresh. That's why you can't use, that's why you can't go to the bathroom on Shabbos, because you might need his rock. Make sense? Yeah? You hear? Okay? Now, the Beis Shlomo says something fascinating. He says like this. What's the reason that you can't go to somebody's field on Shabbos? The reason is gzeira. What's the gzeira? You might come to plow. How are you going to come to plow? Such a far-fetched thing. I never in a million years would have said that. But you can't go to the bathroom because you might come to plow. How are you going to come to plow? You're going to stop messing around with rocks. And when messing around with rocks, you come to plow. You make the field better. That's a problem of plowing. Right? Now, how come we don't make a gzeira? Well, how come? What about the fact of kavod habriyos? So how come when it comes to kavod habriyos before, we allow you to move the rocks on Shabbos, and we ignore muksa, and over here, we say, wait a minute, we can't allow you to go to the bathroom in someone else's field, it's a gzeira. You might come to plow. So how come when it comes to the other gzeira of muksa, we ignore it, and when it comes to this gzeira, we don't ignore it? So the answer is pretty obvious. The answer is, even if you violate muksa, you will never do a Doraisa. There's no way that muksa can ever lead to a Doraisa. Right? It cannot lead to a Doraisa.
Yes.
Muksa? Well, how can muksa lead to a Doraisa?
What does it say?
What? That's not the reason you're not allowed to use a pen. Muksa is anything that doesn't have a Shabbos purpose. Now the truth is,
exactly,
the truth is,
reason?
There are three reasons. There are three reasons for muksa. One of the reasons is because you might come to carry. So we minimize what you can touch in the house to minimize carrying. That's the least impressive reason. The other reasons are that we want Shabbos is just supposed to be different, and just your Shabbos should be different, right? And things that you do on weekdays you don't do on Shabbos, because the Rambam says you can have a guy who doesn't have anything to do, he doesn't work, sits around all day, does nothing. How is his Shabbos different than his weekday? It's not the same thing. Doesn't work. Doesn't plow. Doesn't sew. He doesn't write. He doesn't cook. He doesn't do anything. So there's no difference. You know what? We asked him muksa. Now it's very, very different. The guy can't turn on the television. The guy can't do anything. He can't do anything. That's the Rambam's reason. There's another reason out there because it's a gzeira. You might come to carry. So that doesn't fit here. But really, muksa can never lead to a doraisa. Therefore, kavod habriyos, it's okay. Here, it would be a big daraisa. It'll be a daraisa of plowing. So therefore, we don't allow it. It makes a lot of sense. But there are two types of gzera derabanans. There are gzera derabanans that can lead to daraisa.
Well,
it's okay. What?
It's
right. What could?
Carry the rocks.
No. So, but it's muksa. Now, putting aside that reason, you might have to carry. The real reason for muksa is because you want the child to be different. So that's not going to lead to Doraisa, right? And then there's some that can lead to Doraisa, so they make a big difference, a big differentiation. Okay. Now, Gufa, listen to this. Amar Rish Lakish. So we just said that a tsror sha'alu bo asavim, a tsror that has grass on it, mutala kadeach ba, you're allowed to use it to wipe yourself. Why are you allowed to? Because when you pick up that rock, you may or may not pick up grass also. So it's only a davar she'eino mitzchavim, which we hold as mutter. But v'atolish mimenu b'shabbos chayev chatas. But if you do pick up earth, if you do pick up grass, you are chayev chatas because you did tolish. Amar Papi, so Papi says like this: Shma mina midirish lakish. You see from here. Listen to this. Hi parpisa. A parpisa is a flower pot with a hole underneath it. So it's getting yonake from the ground. Hi, parpisa. If you have a flower pot like this, share little tule. You're allowed to move it. Why are you allowed to move it? We don't say that's tolish. We don't say it's tolish. It's not attached to the ground. It's getting nourishment from the ground. So when I move that, where is it? It's near the ground, maybe it's on the ground, and I now move it to my dining room table. That's not a problem of tolish. How does that come to that? How does that get to that?
Isn't it flawed by the connected to the ground with the hole?
It's not connected. Not connected.
It is. It's sitting on the ground with the hole in it.
Correct. So how
isn't that considered, doesn't that become a cock if it goes in a hole?
We're gonna get to that in a second. But at first blush, or Papi says, not an issue. Not an issue at all. Not tolish. Why? Why is it not tolish? Why is it not tolish? Why? Why not? Because it's not connected to the ground. Nourishment doesn't equal connection. Okay, now, there's a Rashi you must see inside. Listen to this Rashi. Hi Parpisa. You see the Rashi of Hi Parpisa? Hi Parpisa. Where did Rashi live? Rashi lived, he died in the year 1105. Okay? It's a long time ago, right? Listen to what Rashi says. Atzutz Nakuv, it's a flower pot with a hole in it. Shazarobo. But you put seeds in there. Ubatshuvas ha-ga'onim matzasi, I found in the tshuvas of ga'onim, she'osin tocheles, tocheles is a basket. You make a basket, mikapos tamarim, from date palms, umamalin osam afar, and you fill it up with afar, vizevel behema, and fertilizer, ubachaf beis, otes vav yom, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and 22 or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, where those numbers come from? I don't know. Osin kol echad ve'echad, you make a separate basket. L'shem kol katan v'ktana, shebabayis, for each child in the house. V'zarum l'tochad pul hamitzvi, and you put in there some beans. Oh, kitnias, or other beans. V'karun lo parpisa, and it's called a parpisa. V'tzomeach, and it grows. U'be'erev Rosh Hashanah. U'be'erev Rosh Hashanah. No tel kol echad shalo. Each one takes his own. Each child takes his own. Umach zero sevivas rosho, and waves it over his head. Shiva pa'amim, seven times. V'amar and says, Zeh tachazeh, zeh chalifasi, zeh tumurasi. Umach shlicho lenahar. And then you throw it in the river. You hear that?
We don't have any dinners today.
We do something very similar.
Kaparis.
It's kaparis.
But the way it's kaparis with the
flowers.
We're doing
that. It's like using a chia pet.
We dump it.
It's like using a chia pet to do kaparis.
So first of all, notice that Rashi said you do it Erev Rosh Hashanah,
right.
Not Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the Chasam Sofer says the reason why this was done like this is because if God forbid there was a gzeira on someone's child, that this should be the gzera. The gzera should be mekuyim in this, because it's a zera, it's a seed. I transfer any negative sack that's going to be to the children, you transfer to the flower pot and throw it in the garbage, you throw it in the river. So all
the... And,
yeah, it's a little bit.
And,
a little bit. What?
Only
he says only the kids. Only the kids, because it's only to stop the gzera on kids. Right? So the gzera on kids... I've already taken care of my zera, the seeds. I already put them.
Before or after the plague?
It's before. Rashi, as I said, Rashi lived in the year. Rashi died in the year 1105, and he says he found it from the Gaonim, which can go back to the 700s, 600s. It's an old minute. Now, how did it get transferred to a chicken? What happened there? So I saw he quoted over here from one of the Achronim, because this is a very very big production over here.
You gotta make your basket.
You make a basket, hold it. Chickens, take a chicken. Chicken was something, it was only something that was very common. Everyone had chickens in those days. Take a chicken. You know, people are very, very, there are some people out there that are very against kaparis. They're very against all kinds of, it's like voodoo. People are very against, they're very against kaparis. To be fair, it's a Rashi. Nobody's against Rashi. Unless I checked. Right? It's a very old.
No, just against them. Chickens themselves.
What, only chickens? And the money
they
do? Who? Yeah.
Peter.
I thought that was fascinating. Anyway, the next Rashi says that Rav Papi said you're allowed to move it And Rashi said, Sharilzun, Velo Amrinan Tolishu. It's not a problem of Tolish. That's what Rav Papi said. Not a problem of Tolish. Maskelvar of Kahana, wait a minute. Im Amru Latzarech, Yomru Shalol Latzarech? Yeah. We need to go to the bathroom. So therefore, we allow you to move the stones. It's a Darvish Enam is Chaving. It might pull up grass. It might not. So Rav Lushlagish has a problem. Now from here, you make a jump that you can just move flower pots around for a purpose. Why are you doing that? Says Rav Kahana, I completely disagree. Now, Amar Abaya, Parpisa, how the Asali da? Bamilsa. Now that we're talking about this, let me tell you something. Hayamuna Chagabi Karaka, listen to this. If it was on Karaka, Viniya Chagabi Yesedos, and you move it to pegs, Chayef Bishum Tolish. You are Chayef for Tolish. Mati. You have it on the ground, and I take some pegs, and I move it. So instead of, it was flush with the ground. Now it's 3 inches off the ground. Now Chayef for Tolish. Says Rashi, De'eno Nene Shuv Me'reach HaKarka. There's no longer any hana, says Rashi, mereya hakarka. Why? Because you moved it away. Right? Then Rashi says it might be only the Rabbanan. That might be a Rabbanan. Right? Rashi says, Belinira, the high chayiv of Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka your chayiv, Ella Isser Mishum Didami Latolish. It's an Isser like it's like Tolish. The chayiv Mamishka Amar Lutzorech Hechishari. Rabbanan. From then, if it's Mamish Zaraisa, then the fact that you need it, how does that change anything? Rav Kahana said, you don't need it. What if you do need it? Then you can move it? So it says Rashi, if it's a Daraisa, why could you move it? If it's Tolish Daraisa, what's the pshat of it? It must be to Drabanan. And if you need it, you can move it. Then Rashi says, Asakari to Skila Mishum Kinuach, Vidomolo, Mesech Sanhedrin, Habala Kusit, if someone has relations with a Goy, Chayev Mishum Nashgaz. What's Nashgaz? Nida, Shifcha, Gioreth, Zona. Right, that's all wrapped into one. All those, right? Lav Doraisa, that's not a Doraisa. That's not a Doraisa, that's a Durabanan. Okay, either way. Next. Hayamuna Chagabi Yesedos. Let's say it was on Yesedos. It was on pegs. Right? Viniya Chagabi Karka. And you know, you move it to the ground. Chayev Mishum Noteya. You Chayev on Noteya. You hear? So the Or Sameach had an unbelievable question. He was once asked the following question. Listen to what he was asked. The guy, it could apply to any tinus. He was talking about Yom Kippur, which is the Zoraisa. Let's say a guy has goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you have to eat on Yom Kippur. You have to. If you don't eat, you're going to die. So what's the halacha? You have to eat. So can you have steak? Can you have the best geshmak of food? Or no, you don't have to do that. Have cereal, have whatever you need to eat. I'm going to go to the fanciest restaurant today because the doctor said you could eat. So can you do that? Interesting question, right? How do you answer that question? Says the Or Sameach, it's right here in Farsha Gemara. The Gemara said like this, if you have a pot, a flower pot, on a peg, which is 3 inches off the ground, and you move it to the ground, Yechayef Zareya. Why Yechayef Zareya? It was nourishing anyway on the pegs. The answer is, because you made the nourishment more geshmak. So what do you see? That if you eat more geshmak, you can't do that. It's amazing how they able to look at Shas and just come up. It's amazing. I heard that Or Sameach, I was like, couldn't get over it. Right? You see, it's more geshmak. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Chicken, you have to eat 100%, eat whatever you need. Chicken soup, it's all good. To have the fanciest food, that's not right. Okay.
That's a funny question.
Exactly. Amar of Yossi, Amar of Yochanan, Asa lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a cheres, a piece of pottery on Shabbos. My time, why not? Ilem mishum sakana. If it's because it's a sakana, then I feel a b'chol nami. Right? Because you're going to scratch yourself, you're going to hurt yourself. Then even during the week, you can't do that. El mishum kshafim. Is it some kind of witchcraft? I feel a b'chol nami lo. You can't do it during the week either. El mishum hasharat nimin. What are you afraid of? You're going to pull out hairs from your body? Davashena mischavin. Who? It's a davashena mischavin. Samalahu Rav Nasan bar Oshia. Gavra rabba amar milsa. Somebody, a great man, said something. Namel ba taimel. We have to figure out what he meant. Lami baya b'chol the aser. For sure, on during the week it's aser. Avol b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, hoel v'ika toras kli alav. I would have thought that since on Shabbos it has the status of a kli, why does it have the status of a kli? Because let's say you have a piece of pottery, right? You could put some liquid in there, some drops of water. I would have thought, shaper dummy, it's mutter. Come on, Shlomo, no, you can't do it. So why would I have thought it's mutter? We said two problems. We said there's a kshafin and there's a sakana. So the Chassam Sofer says, like this. Regarding the sakana, that's a natural teva issue. In other words, there's a shaila that I'm going to hurt myself with the shard. I'm going to scratch myself or puncture wound. That nothing I can say about that. But if it's a kshafin issue, then maybe the fact that it's Shabbos will outweigh the kshafin issue. You hear that? You hear that, Bart? That's what the Chassam. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Because Gemara says, I would have thought it's a kli. What about the problems? We had two problems. So the Chassam Sofer says, I would have thought that since it's a kli, it has use on Shabbos, that'll push off any kshafim. Don't worry about it. You'll be safe. But we don't say that. Rava mafnila nishom hasharas nimin. Rava said the problem is, no, you're going to pull off hairs. The kashale Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. But now if it's a steer with Rabbi Yochanan. Miyom Rabbi Yochanan oshalo kaneach becheres b'shabes. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to. Alma, what do you see from here? That he holds. Dover she'enem eschavin usher. That a dover she'enem eschavin is usher. It's not going to for sure happen. It might happen, it might not happen. Vom Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kestam mishnah. But the halacha is like a stam mishnah. V'tnan, and we learned, nazir chofef umafas veis. A nazir is allowed to comb his hair with his fingers. Avalobasorif, but he can't use a comb. Why can't he use a comb? Because a comb will certainly pull out hairs. A nazir is not allowed to pull out hairs. So a nazir can't use a comb. What do you see from here? That a dovash enem tzchavin is mutter. So the Gemara answers, Ella machvarta kerb nasim bar oshia. The correct pshat is like the nasim bar oshia said, which is what? Which is an issue of kshafim. My kshafim, what's the story with kshafim? Listen to this story. They were once going on a boat. Some woman there. She did some magic to make the boat stop, but the boat didn't stop. Amri ihi milsa. So she said some kishuf. Oh, I'm sorry. They wanted to go on the boat, and they didn't have room for her on the boat. So they didn't let her go on the boat. So Amrle Milsa, she said some kishuf, the asarta la arba, and then the boat wouldn't move. So Amru inhu Milsa, so they said something. Who's they? Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna and Shayusa, and the boat went. So Amru lehu, my avid lehu, what are you doing over here? The lo mekaneach lehu bekaspa. Either you never wipe yourself with pottery. You never kill bugs. And you never eat vegetables from bundles. So, was that what it means? Right? You first untie the bundle and then you eat it. Anyone have an arch bowl? What does that mean? Last thing there, on the top of a manalef.
You have to pull out vegetables from the bundle that the gardener's hired and eat it?
What?
You have to pull out a vegetable from the bundle that the gardener has hired and eat it?
Right. So you... Sorry, say again?
You don't pull out the vegetable from the bundle that the gardener has hired.
Right, you don't pull out the vegetable from the bundle. Exactly. What do? You untie the bundle.
Predispose you to witchcraft.
Right, in other words, it's predisposed to witchcraft. Since we're able to undo what I did... Since we undo what I did, it's a riot that you don't have any witchcraft. So ask the Baal Shem Tov, why didn't the Gemara tell us what they said?
Everybody was running around saying it.
What? Why? You find throughout Shas, we have these incantations. Throughout Shas, incantations. If you have this problem, say the following. If you have this, say the following. How come it doesn't say what they said? It doesn't say a word. So the Baal Shem Tov said something amazing. He said, it does say, the bittel of the kishuf was machashefa lo sechaya. Okay? Machashefa lo sechaya is the word, the initials of machashefa lo sechaya is milas. Right, what did the Gemara say? Amru ihi milsa. They said a word. What word did they say? Mem lamed zaf, machashefa lo sechaya. Gemara tells prefers what they said. Right, that's what Baal Shem Tov said. All right, everyone should have an easy, meaningful fast. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.